USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters are warning of severe thunderstorms in parts of the southeast this weekend. Residents from East Texas to western Kentucky are told to watch out for flooding, downpours, hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes through Saturday. The severe weather threat should linger into Sunday, stretching into Georgia, the Carolinas, and the Florida Panhandle. Significant rainfall is also expected Sunday as far north as Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. The Biden administration was ordered late Friday to stop mask and vaccine mandates for workers and volunteers of the Head Start program in Texas. U.S. District Judge James Wesley Hendricks saying the Department of Health and Human Services likely acted without congressional authorization when it imposed the mandates in response to the president's push to increase COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Colorado officials say it's a miracle no deaths have been reported in the massive wildfires north of Denver. Governor Jared Polis calling it a New Year's miracle if there is no loss of life in what's being called the most destructive fire in Colorado's history. President Biden approving a disaster declaration on Saturday for those who are impacted by the wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes in the Denver suburbs. School is back in session in Oxford, Michigan after a tragedy took place in November.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday, except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed four teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing, unquote. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The last of the Golden Girls has passed away.
Comedian actress Betty White has passed away just a few weeks shy from her 100th birthday. She made television audiences laugh for more than seven decades. In the 1950s, White launched her own TV show called Life with Elizabeth. On the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she played Sue Ann Nivens, who hosted the Happy Homemaker TV show.
Oh, if you get too close, you're afraid the little pilot light of desire that flickers within you might turn your whole oven on.
She played Rose from St. Olaf, Minnesota, on TV's The Golden Girls.
I should have said no to the Miss St. Olaf beauty pageant. It was 1951. That was the first year they let humans enter, too.
And she played Erica Ostrowski on the TV show in Cleveland.
You thought Liberace was straight?
I could have turned him.
She won seven Emmy Awards and became the first woman ever to win an Emmy for serving as a game show host. In 2010, she became the oldest host for Saturday Night Live. And in 2014, she was the world record keeper for holding the longest TV career for a female entertainer. She said that her third husband, Password host Alan Ludden, was the true love of her life. He passed away suddenly in 1981. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.